At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Michael, and I am your host for today, and I am so glad that you woke up this morning and you're here with me, and so we'll see where Spirit leads us, okay? Today, you know, I'm just going to sit back, relax, and I want you to do the same. You know, I think a lot of times we just get in a big hurry in life, and we just, you know, especially on a weekend, maybe you got a big, huge list that you got to do today. But, you know, let's take some time, you know, about 90 minutes here, and let's just, you know, chill, all right? Chilling's good, and just relaxing's good, and so we're just going to see where Spirit leads, like I said, okay? Talking about that, the card for the show today comes from my Healing with the Angel deck. Actually, it's my first deck that I got a long time ago. The card is the Miracle card. And today, I really feel like that if you be open to it, if you're open to those miracles will happen. A lot of times, I think what we're doing is we're expecting miracles to be these big, huge things. A miracle today was you waking up. That's a miracle. Because you're not promised that. So you breathing is a miracle. So little things like that that we need to be appreciative of, and then more miracles will happen in our lives. And focusing on what we want in our lives, you know, bringing those things to us. You know, I woke up this morning and, you know, I was just saying, man, you know, Spirit's good, you know, all the time. You know, even in those times that, you know, maybe we're a little frustrated, maybe our human stuff's in the way. You know, we all have those days when our human part of us is out there more than our spirit self is out there. You might not want to admit that, but a lot of times it's true. But today I woke up and I'm thinking, you know what, Spirit, I'm just thankful for all that you do for me. Because Spirit's always working for us. And even in those good times, bad times, you know, those, you know, times of our lives, Spirit's always working. And I'm so thankful for that. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then I'll take your calls. 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for all that you do for us. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for what you're going to do in this now moment. Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just help me move out of the way and that I'd become that vessel that you always use on this program and that I appreciate you so much. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for all the things that you did for me yesterday and all the things that you're going to do for me today because you're opening doors that no man can shut and shutting doors that no man can open. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for that. Father, Mother God, I thank you for my listeners right now, as always. I pray that you would meet their needs today and that you'd use me to do that. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for them. Thank you for what you're already done in their life and the movement of miracles that you're performing even right now. And now surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to whoever's on the other end of 843. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Paula. I'm calling from Coastal South Carolina, and I'm just wondering, I have a move coming up. I'm moving out from a condo here on a golf course out to Pawleys Island, and I'm wondering how that move is going to go.
Actually, it's going to be a really good move for you. Actually, it's going to go pretty smooth. I think moves in the past for you have been a little hectic, but this one's going to be smooth. Because my spirit guide keeps saying smooth sailing. My spirit guide's funny sometimes. He's like in a little sailboat in my head, and he's on calm water, and so it's going to be smooth sailing. I mean, it's funny how he just shows me little symbols like that. But I don't see any problems for you ahead. Not even with the past this move. For the rest of the year, I really feel like things are going to be pretty calm for you. I feel like that you have been in some little shaky water in the past.
Yep.
But I really feel like that this is going to be a good move for you. Actually, a necessary move for you on your spiritual journey. So do you know that? Did you feel that? This is like a necessary move.
Yeah, I did. I eventually want to open up my own place of business out at Pawleys Island, selling Native American jewelry that my daughter and I make, and
awesome.
And also doing spiritual readings. I'm a medium myself, but
cool. Awesome.
You know how us mediums are. We go to other mediums when we have a question.
I know we do. Hey, I don't know about you, but I can't read for myself, and so
I can't.
I know.
I mean, I recognize the signs, and recognize. I mean, because, being a medium, you're close to spirit. You're almost always in touch one way or another, whether you're thinking about it or it's in the back of your mind. You're always there. But so, I mean, I recognize the signs and the things that come up, but still you want validation, number one. And number two, as far as, trying to connect with my loved ones on the other side, I always go to another medium because then you know it's not your head. You know it's not, what you're thinking, what you're wanting to hear. You know it's...
Right. It's something, it's pure communication. And, sometimes we can manipulate things and stuff. And it's always nice to get validation from other people, no matter, who you are or where in life. But I'll definitely see a business for you. Now, the one thing that Spirit's telling me, do you have a website up for this business?
No, not yet. I haven't even gotten really started on it.
A website, when you do start doing this, I really feel like that a lot of your business is going to come from online. So you might want to consider that because I definitely keep seeing website with you. I keep hearing website, website, website.
You have no idea how many people have said to me, I work on a golf course that I live on right now,
right.
In food and beverage. Uh-huh. And, I've done tons of readings up there just on, because somebody will walk in the bar and there somebody is with them and they're like, they're not going to shut up until I give the message.
Right. Definitely.
And every one of them have asked, what's your website page?
Right. Yeah, you need a website. Also, I'm gonna offer you to come on here as a guest if you would like to.
Sure.
And so what I'm gonna give you an email to contact me.
Okay.
So we can discuss that in an email. And
alrighty.
You got a pen?
Let me grab a pen. I'm upstairs in the bedroom.
Okay. All right.
As a matter of fact, I'm packing and getting ready for the move as I called in.
Okay.
So we're excited about it. We've been waiting on it for a while, but I'm trying to find a pen in a hurry.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I can talk while you're looking for a pen. But it's gonna be super exciting. I'm excited for you. Doors are just opening and opening for you in the next 6 months here. You're gonna be amazed at what Spirit does in your life in the next 6 months. So it's gonna be really cool. So
baby, I am ready.
All right. It is it's not www. I'm just giving you my website, not my email. Insights. I got so excited. Insights with Michael at ymail.com is my personal email where you can personally contact me. Insights with Michael, ymail.com.
Insights with Michael.
Right.
Sorry, I'm dyslexic. It takes me a minute.
Oh, that's okay. Insights with Michael.
At
ymail.com. And if you forget that, you can just go to our website and use the contact form if you forget all that.
So. Okay, very good. Right. I'll contact you. I'm off tomorrow, so
okay.
I'll write you an email tomorrow then.
Okay, I appreciate that, and we'll discuss getting you on here, okay?
Sounds like a plan. I look forward to it, Michael, and thank you so very much.
Thank you for calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. You know, I'm always looking for guests, so if you would like to be on the program, just contact me and let me know. Always looking for people to be on here. 540, let's see who you are, and let's talk to you. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Danielle. How are you?
I didn't know. I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I would like some spiritual guidance, please.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Danielle. I don't know if it's me or maybe your phone, but I'm having a really hard time hearing you today.
Can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you a little better. Yes, there's a little bit of static in the background. So, but that's okay. We'll go ahead and work through it.
I think it's the fan.
Yeah,
okay.
I have my fan. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I have that problem, too, sometimes. I'll have a fan on, and it's causing that static noise. I appreciate it. It's a lot better to hear you. So how can I help?
Well, I'd like some spiritual guidance from the cards, please.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead. I'm actually going to use my animal guide cards. I don't use them a lot, but I pulled them out today. So let's go ahead and shuffle them here, and let's see what they want to say to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Your energy seems really good, a little wobbly, but good. What I mean by that is I just feel like that there's something bothering you. Maybe this is something going on with somebody else that's, you know, getting you a little bit upset. Does that make any sense? Because I feel your emotions off a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a gypsy right now. I'm kind of in limbo on getting a house or an apartment down here in Asheville. I just drove down here Wednesday, and we're kind of in between places right now.
Okay. Something's opening up for you within the week.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to manifest that, and we're going to see that. I'm actually going to go out on a huge limb here with you, and I'm going to say by Wednesday.
Good.
Yeah. And because it's time for you to have your own place. It's time for you to settle down and, you know, get off the road for a little bit. So I definitely see that. Let's go ahead and pull some cards here on this just to be sure. But I'm going to definitely say by Wednesday. The zebra pops in here and it says, let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times. Spirit has really watched over you on your journey. You know that. That's nothing new to you. But Spirit's just saying, hey, I got your back, and I'm getting ready to open doors for you. Let me go ahead and pull another card for you really quick. The Shark card. Trust your instincts and to discern the truth of the situation. I feel like that there's something else going on as well. You know, not just with this thing, but I feel like maybe with some family stuff, because I keep throwing family with you. I keep hearing that over and over with you. So you might want to look at that. And really look at the truth of those situations. A lot of times our mind blows things up that aren't true. Following what I'm saying? So just really listen to your intuition. You're very intuitive yourself. So really trust that intuition right now. But I'm definitely saying by Wednesday, because I'm seeing this four times now. I've seen you in an apartment by Wednesday. So I'm stepping out there and trusting Spirit that this is right. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, we got the money, and if we need backup, his mom's going to co-sign for us.
Okay. I don't see that you're going to need that. I really feel like the Spirit's going to open this door for you guys, in an amazing way. And then after this door is open, let me tell you what else is getting ready to happen. Your financial situation starts improving June, July, August. Money just keeps coming into you. I don't know how, but it's not important. We get hung up on the how. You know, a lot of times
right.
We just have to be thankful for that it's coming and forget about how it's coming. You know, we just got to trust spirit. I think we get, as humans, we get hung up on the hows so much. But definitely an amazing journey for you ahead. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about for at least the next year. So.
Yay.
Yay. All right. I appreciate you calling in, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah. So that's what you want, a reader telling you. So far, so good. Let's go ahead and move forward. 520, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, there's someone by the name of Kenny that I work with. He's in charge of a whole workplace, and I'm trying to come in and make a presentation there. And
okay.
It would be on his approval. Do you see him approving that?
Okay. I got his name, but I didn't get your name. Can I
I'm
get
sorry,
your name?
Karen.
Okay, thank you. It would be good for me to tap into you. I'm tapped into him, but I need to tap into you, okay? So appreciate that, Karen. I keep hearing definite yes.
Oh wow, God,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I hear as soon as you mentioned his name, I heard a definite yes that this is going to be approved. He is going to step out of the way and allow this to happen because he's been in the way a little bit. But I do feel like that he is going to approve this, and it's going to be an awesome presentation, and everybody's going to like it, and you guys are going to move forward.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
see it. Yeah,
that was
the clearest yes of the day so far. So,
I'll continue to work for him after that, then.
Yeah, I would keep manifesting it and keep seeing this done. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you as well, okay? Let's see if there's anything else Spirit wants you to say. The Peacock card, definitely with this presentation, let yourself stand out and be noticed. So that is where you're going to be. This is just going to be a stepping stone to a lot of other stuff ahead. So just let yourself be out there. And you know, you're awesome, and so it's time for you to shine. So that's all I got to say, really. So hopefully
that
helps.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Yeah, keep manifesting it. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let's give you the call-in number in case you just tune in and you're going, okay, first of all, what is this show that I'm listening to? First of all, you're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Things get a little wild sometimes here, but 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number if you would like to be a part of the program. 512, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, this is Dave. I've just got everything up in the air. I'm just kind of seeing if you can see what's happening with me. It's
okay.
Been this way for a while, but my needs are all met, and
okay.
I've been waiting on a huge event-changing investment to happen for quite a while.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if you get a feel of that in the near future.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle some cards for you here, Dave, and I appreciate you calling in, and you know, the one thing that I keep hearing with you is that you're in a waiting period right now. Spirit has you in a waiting period. Now, that waiting period, I will tell you, is almost over. I do feel like that this thing that you just mentioned is about to pop here. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say within 3 months. So let's see where Spirit's counting here. I'm going to say they're counting May. So May, June, July. I would say by the end of July, this is really going to pop open for you. Definitely a lot of movement for you in August. and a lot of financial movement as well, a positive financial movement. Let's just be careful. A lot of times I tell people financial stuff, and you know, they're thinking, oh, no, I'm going to lose money. No, this is a positive move forward. So we don't want you losing money. We want you getting money. So hopefully that makes sense. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But you've been really patient with this. It has been a while. But you, like you said, all your needs are being met. You know, Spirit's meeting your needs. And so that's a good thing. But also it would be nice if you could get some of those wants, too. And so, you know,
well,
I really...
I've gotten to a point, Michael, that it's like I don't even know what I want anymore. You know, it's probably a good thing where we're headed on this planet because,
yeah,
you know, I've been involved in this type thing that I'm waiting on for so long.
Right.
It's really honed me down to realizing what it is I really want, which isn't much, you know. It's
normal human freedoms. Yeah, because you're in you're in a really good spiritual place right now, and being open to whatever Spirit brings into your path, and that's pretty awesome, and that's what we all need to get. I'm really glad because you're in that place, you know, just saying, hey, I'm open to whatever comes in my way, and that's cool, you know, especially in this new energy. I mean, as we stepped into this year, there's a new energy on our planet. And a lot of us are having a hard time adjusting to this, but you're doing a pretty good job. But let me go ahead and pull some cards. Right now, you're in a place of retreat, and you know, pulling back. That's where you are right now, okay? You already know that. Answered prayer, you've been asking for this project. You're asking for this. That says it's done. So I'm going to go with that 3-month period that I told you about earlier in this conversation. With that card popping up, with the tingly sensation that I'm feeling, I'm going to say by the end of July, you are definitely in the place that you've always wanted to be in.
Well, thank you for that, my friend.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thanks, Spirit. I'm just the messenger, okay? but I'm not the one that creates this stuff, but I'm just the one that tells you about it.
It's kind of my experience, you know, that
yeah.
when you deal with folks like yourself and like many others out there, you know, we in some ways we have a small part of what
right.
it is we're going to tap into, you know?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and I'm so glad that you know that Spirit called me to do what I do. I enjoy it so much because I get to share good news with people, and right now we need good news in our world, and so and you know there's not that much out there. I mean, you know, at least we're not hearing about it. I mean, I think there's out there, we're just not hearing about it. But the next card I pulled and the last card I want to talk about really quick with you is the dream card. Follow your dreams. That's one thing you've always done. Follow those dreams. And doors are opening for you. It was an honor to talk to you and continue forward, okay?
Blessings to you, my friend.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. No problem. All right. Yeah. Awesome. There's awesome energy right now, guys. I'm going to stop for just a second. I want to talk about something. Right now, we're going to stop because Spirit told me to stop. We're going to take your calls. Don't hang up. But all of a sudden, I felt miracle energy. What I mean by that is Spirit wants to bless you right now. Okay? So what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you how to do that. Okay? First of all, I want you to take a deep breath with me. Breathe in. Let's breathe in. And let's be open to what Spirit wants to do right now. Okay? So let's breathe in. Breathe out. It would be preferred if you breathe in through your nose, but if you don't want to, that's okay. It doesn't matter how you breathe in, just as long as you breathe in, okay? So let's breathe in and breathe out, and let's just relax. And I'm going to be quiet for just a second. We're going to have a little bit of dead air. In this dead air, Spirit's going to talk to you, all right? Because I think a lot of times, you know, we're just chattering and we're just talking and we're missing stuff. But, you know, right after I talked to Dave, I feel that Spirit wanted to bless somebody really right now. So the one thing I want you to do, whatever you want in your life, I'm going to teach you how to do this, whatever you want right now. Maybe your finances aren't exactly where you want them. Maybe you're not in the living location that you would want to be at. Maybe you're in a relationship that is holding you back and you feel trapped in and you feel like that it's time to move on and you need the courage to be able to do that. Whatever miracle you need in your life right now, I want you to see that coming into your life right now. I want you to visualize it. I want you to feel it. I want you to feel the emotions like you already have it. What are those emotions going to feel like? You know, let's say that I would like to have a brand new car. I would like to have a brand new car. I love the car I have, but I would like to have a brand new car. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. I would like to have a brand new car. So what I do is I visualize that car. I would like to have a blue Ford Escort. Okay? I like to have a blue Ford Escort in my driveway. All right? So I visualize that. I see that. How would that make me feel? Make me feel pretty good, probably. And so probably excited. I'm already excited by talking about it. So it would make me extremely excited. It'd make me feel a little safer. My car's good, but a brand new car would make me feel a little better, a little more secure. You know, I do travel a lot. So I want that blue, dark blue, not just a light blue, but I want a dark blue Ford Escort in my driveway. All right. So I visualize that. And okay, what do I want inside of it? So I would like to have, you know, a disc player, GPS, OnStar, all those things, all the little bells and whistles. So what I'm telling you is manifest what you want in your life and visualize it and see it in detail. You know, if you want a new job, see yourself walking in that building, talking to the people that you're going to work with, you know, getting you a cup of coffee if you drink coffee. Visualize it. And in doing so, you will manifest it. And how is that going to make you feel? You got to have that emotion behind that. It's very important to have that emotion. We're going to be quiet for a minute while you manifest what you want in your life. Manifest your miracle right now. Whatever miracle that is, manifest your miracle right now in this quiet time. Manifest right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this opportunity to manifest the things in our lives that we want. We thank you for the miracle that you're performing or already has performed in our life. We already call it done because you say to ask and we shall receive. You didn't say ask and maybe we'll receive. You say ask and we shall receive. And Father, Mother, God, we've asked and now we open our arms, we open our hands to receive the miracle that you already are performing right now in our lives. And we thank you for it. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And we say hello to whoever is on the other end of 843. You're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. How can I help?
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm getting ready to transition to Atlanta, Georgia from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I just want to know what Spirit has to say about career advancement and maybe some a romantic love interest.
Okay, well, that's a lot. And a lot's on its way, actually. You are definitely advancing
okay.
in your job. Yeah, it is time for you. What Spirit's telling me, it's time for you to step into leadership. I don't know if you want to step into leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it's definitely time. That's what you've been called to do. Do you know that? You're a born leader. I don't know if you know that, but that's what spirit.
I've been told.
You definitely have good leadership quality. Your energy, when I'm talking to you, your energy is over the top. You got really good energy. You really like to have fun in life. You're a very fun person, and that's good. You almost like bubble. I mean, it's like so that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But yeah, I appreciate your energy. It's really awesome and fun. This is going to be a really good move for you. And amazing doors are going to open for you. More doors than you imagine. There is somebody waiting for you there.
Okay.
A romantic interest, long term. Definitely coming into your path. I would say probably by the end of the year, you're going to have to get settled, and you know that takes a while, and you know you have to get comfortable, you know, with your surroundings and stuff like that. But I would say by the end of the year, I'm going to say by October, they should be in your vision, and by November in your path. Okay. But this is going to be a solid person for you, somebody that is very business minded, somebody that is very focused because you're very focused. You know, you're the kind of person that when you want something, you visualize it, you see it, and you go get it. So, yeah. And so that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Okay.
Right.
But I definitely see this person being on the same page. Of course, every relationship is going to have ups and downs and some difficulties here and there. Communication is a key in everything, not just in a romantic relationship, but as you go forward, you know, in your career, just be sure that you're really clear on what you want and be sure that you speak that out.
Because
I think in the past, a lot of times people have misunderstood you, you know, maybe in communication, maybe they weren't clear on what you're saying and what you want. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So just be really work on that and just be sure that they totally understand. You might just say, hey, did you understand that? Because I think there's been a lot of confusion with that in the past. But those days are over. I see clear selling for you. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about right now with you anyhow. This move is going to be good. Congratulations on the move. Congratulations on moving forward with your career. You deserve it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. I have one more call. 917. So far, it's going to be my last call of the day, but well, hopefully somebody else will call in. 917, hi.
Good morning, Michael. This is Ellen. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you.
I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you. How can I help?
I would just like a message from Spirit.
All right. There's no questions. You don't have no questions today, huh?
No, I'll let them tell me what's important.
All right. Let's see what Spirit wants to say to you, okay? Let's go ahead and use my Healing with the Angel deck here. And let me go pull some cards here. Ideas and inspiration. There's a lot of stuff going on inside of you. Are you really creative?
A lot of it's been suppressed. I think it's starting to come out. I have some ideas. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely need to let that bubble out, okay? Do you write?
Those are my ideas, some creative writing ideas.
Okay, yeah, because there's a book inside of you that's just busting to come out of here. I would definitely really pray about that, really work with that. You actually channel through your writing. I don't know if you're aware of that, but you're channeling through your writing. And so I would definitely work on that. Playfulness. You're a person that likes to have fun, sort of like the caller right before you. I don't feel like that you've been allowing yourself to have that fun. Okay. You're very business-minded and focused on that. It's time for you to have some fun. Spirit's saying that you need to let your hair down a little bit and relax. When I'm looking at your energy seems really tight. Maybe you're stressed out right now because it feels like you've really pulled into yourself right now. Either you're doing it to protect yourself from some situation, It's almost like a turtle going into its shell. Does that make sense to you?
Actually, I think if you had seen me last year, you would have seen me in a tighter ball.
Okay.
I think I'm a little bit more expanded this year than last year.
Okay, okay. You're still in that little ball form, because I can see it, but not as bad. But so let's get you totally out of that, okay? And playfulness will help you with that. Just go out, meet some new people, you know, have some fun, and be more open. I feel like there's some trust issues as well that might be preventing some of this, allowing people into your circle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and also revealing my interest in angels and spirituality. I still have not gotten, I'm not at ease with that. It really takes a while before I let people know about those types of things.
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, the one thing, but I think that you're getting hung up on that, and I think that that's where the problem is here, is because that's just, you know, a part of your life. It's not all of you. And people are more open than what we think they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and more accepting than what we think what they are. Those are a lot of old belief systems about, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, the metaphysical world. For us, you know, those are old belief systems that have been holding us back. But I think people are more open to this than ever before. And you'd be surprised. You know, a lot of people are seeing spirits. They just don't talk about it, you know, because they don't have nobody to talk to. So you might want to give them that chance, okay? Because I think a lot of people are really seeing stuff, and they just don't have anybody to talk to about it.
I agree. And actually, I just wanted to add, I'm glad I asked a general question, because one of the things that was on my mind I was going to ask about was, should I sign up for this writing class? And so without even asking that particular question, I got my answer.
Right, yep. Because that's the very first card that we dealt with. And so, definitely writing. The next card and the last card I want to talk about is the focus card. Really right now, focus on your writing. Focus on the gifts inside of you, okay? It's real important right now for you to stay focused, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. Pleasure talking
to you.
You
too, Michael. Okay,
right, bye-bye. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to 508, I hope. Hi.
Hi, yes. I'm just wondering if you see any big changes in my future. I'm trying to decide what to do with work and home.
Okay, are you considering moving?
People changes.
Okay. I'm going to go back. I'm going to ask you a question again because I keep seeing a physical move for you.
Really?
I don't know if you're going to be open to that, but I definitely see that. And I feel like that the living situation that you're in right now has to change.
You're right.
Okay, it's like pushing you into a box.
Yeah.
Your emotions are really all over the place. I'm really sorry that you're in this place right now. But the really good news about this is that you're about to leave that situation. You know, you got to get past the fear. There's a little bit of fear. You know, change is, it can be nerve-wracking, I mean, for one thing. And you know, stepping out on your own can be a little fearful. But this is something that you can do. You're stronger than you think you are. You got to stand up for yourself, because if nobody else is going to stand up for you except you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, but you got some really good things coming up. I do feel like a move. I do feel that a relationship has to end. Unfortunately, I do see this ending. I think it's a good thing, though. And it's time. You know it's time. It's just hard stepping out there. As this ends, you will do a lot of emotional healing. You just got to get out of that situation, because it just keeps you in a box. It keeps you under control of something else or someone else. And it is time for you to take back your power and to really trust spirit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, you know, spirit understands that you're a little fearful, but they got you. And, you know, there's a saying that, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. You're about to take that journey. But you got to take the step forward, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I helped you today.
Does Spirit say anything about it? My child will be okay for this?
Yeah. Now, is your child older?
Teen.
Okay, teen. Okay.
No, 14.
Because I was seeing maybe 14, 15.
Yeah, I said teen. Yes, 14.
Yeah. Okay, about 14. Okay, because I was seeing number 14, 15 around there. I couldn't figure out why, but I was seeing.
I know. A teenager is what I meant.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I definitely they will be okay with this. You know, they might bulk a little bit, but, you know, you're in charge and you need to be in charge. Okay. They will go along, but I do feel like that they might rebel a little bit. That's just a teenager. So, but I do feel like that in the long run, it's going to be best for them as well. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, a lot of times we have to lead, and, you know, sometimes kids will kick and scream, but they also need us to lead. All right. 619. You're on there. Hi.
Hi there. This is Donna.
Hi. Okay, can you say your name again for me, please? I didn't catch it.
Oh, Donna.
Donna? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi. I'm not sure what to ask. Can I just leave it open and see what comes up?
Yeah. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and leave it open and see what Spirit wants to talk about, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I love it when people do this because, you know, a lot of times we're focused on one thing and Spirit wants to talk about something else. And,
yeah, right.
So, you know, it's good.
Might be something that I need to hear.
Yeah. Okay, the first thing they're focusing on here with you is work. Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there some changes going on at work?
Well, you know, I was thinking about asking the question. I've been wanting to do something different, but I just wasn't sure, what, you know, in what area. I mean, there's so many things I can do. I'm trying to narrow it down.
Okay. Are you looking to leave there and move on to something else?
Right. Yeah, that has crossed my mind.
Okay. I would get some applications out right now where you are. It's good. You like where you are,
yeah.
but it's also it's also not using all of your abilities and all of the gifts that are inside of you. Does that make sense? And,
yeah,
and,
I feel that.
Yeah, because you are more qualified to do greater and bigger things than what you're doing there, and so does that make sense? Because it feels like
it's
very limited.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would expand myself right now. The energy.
But I don't know which way to go, though. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's something towards a dream. Is there something particular that you've always wanted to do? It's just.
Oh gosh. Gosh.
Dream big.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just wish I could. I would. I wish I could just know. You know, what my. You know what I'm here to
do. I keep seeing. Now the one thing that I keep seeing around you, and I don't know why I see this around you. I keep seeing like health around you, like
I've been told that before.
Taking care of people, really encouraging people. You'd be good at counseling, maybe, because you know stuff like that. So I'd be open to that because I keep seeing that for you.
Right.
You know, really working with people with disabilities, maybe, because I keep seeing that as well. So that make any sense to you?
It does. Totally.
Yeah. I would be open to that because I definitely feel like that you are a born healer. I believe that just in speaking with people, your voice sometimes can actually help heal that. I don't know if you're aware of that, but your voice is very strong. Your voice has a lot of healing in it, and so that's why I could see you as a counselor because you're very compassionate. I can feel that in your energy field, and you have a lot of patience. Maybe not with yourself, but maybe with other people.
Being a Scorpio, I wasn't really born with. I've had to acquire it along the way.
You've had to work on it, but you're
right. It doesn't come naturally, but yeah.
I don't think that comes naturally for a lot of us, but But you have, but I think a lot of times you're really hard on yourself way too much.
Yeah,
and
true.
So you got to lighten up on yourself a little bit and,
yeah.
and just go with the flow. But I definitely see you like in some kind of a health field.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. That's
you're welcome.
That's what
All right.
I've always thought that deep down myself. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. No problem. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. For the first time in our day so far, our lines are open. I don't have any calls. 347-327-9316. You would get right on air. 347-327-9316. Lines are open. We'll remain open for a little bit longer. 347-327-9316. All right. I appreciate all the callers that did call in. I hope that I helped today. And, you know, like I told one caller, you know, thanks, Spirit. I'm just the messenger. That's all I am. I get to have the pleasure of telling you what's ahead for you. I'm not the one that creates it for you. I wish I could. I mean, I wish I could wave a magic wand and create, you know, wonderful things for you. But Spirit does. And so, I'm really thankful that I, you know, I'm used by Spirit to help you know that, you know, those doors that sometimes we think are impossible are going to open up. You know, sometimes we just don't think that things are ever going to move for us. We got to stop doing that, for one thing. You know, a lot of times we get stuck and we stay stuck by our thinking. You know, thinking, okay, man, this is how it's always going to be. This is how it's always been. Okay, why? Okay, I want to say that again. You know, this is the way it's always been, and this is the way it's always going to be. Why? Because we can change it. We don't have to have it the same way all the time. You know, that I hear that a lot. You know, oh, Michael, I wish I could change, but this is just the way it's always been, and this is how it's always been in my family. Well, why don't you change it? Why don't you break that cycle? Because it doesn't have to continue. You know, and I've seen this in generation stuff. You know, like one generation passes something down to the next generation, and it goes down to the next generation, and it goes down to the next generation. Well, let's stop it. Be the change we want to see in the world today. You know, that's the model, and I think I'm going to get the song, and I think that's going to be our theme song. Be the change we want to see in the world today. That's what I've been trying to do ever since I started reading years and years ago. I want to be the change I want to see in the world today. I don't get a perfect every single day of my life, but I'm trying to be the change I want to see in the world today. And what that means is if I don't like something about myself, I look at it, I examine it, I get rid of it, and I move on to something more positive. My thinking a long time ago, my friends, was very negative. My emotions were ruling me and just taking control. And they will take control if you let them take control. Okay, a lot of you are parents. A lot of you have had or have right now little kids. Okay? Okay, let's say that when your son or daughter was born, you know, you just let them do whatever they wanted to do. They just run wild. Okay, that's how our emotions are. They start out little. I've seen one-year-olds and two-year-olds try to push their boundaries. They do something, and if you get them an inch, they're going to take a mile. Because they're going to test their boundaries. They're going to test, you know, what they can get away with. Okay? Your emotions are the same way. If you look at it this way, your emotions are the same way like a terrible two-year-old. Okay? If you give your emotions say, okay, I'm going to feel anger. Okay, well, then your emotions are going to feel anger. Well, then all of a sudden it's going to say, well, I'm going to test some more. I'm going to see what else I can do. Then you're going to go into an emotional overload. All right? Let's talk about steps to help with this. Okay? And hold on here. I'm looking for something. I had it earlier, and then it got all confused and stuff, and it won't let me go. I'm having a hard time getting to where I want to go. But maybe we'll get there, so just hold on. All right. All right. Getting unstuck. Okay, a lot of us right now are feeling stuck, maybe. Okay? All right. Let's be clutter-free. All right? Step one of how to get rid of emotional clutter. All right? I'm reading this from, man, it's a long website, but I will give you where I'm reading this from. www.leadershipinitiatives.com/getting unstuck, 5 steps to releasing emotional clutter. That's where I'm reading this from. I know. It's long. All right. Step one. Identifying your emotional clutter. Start a list of your gripes, moans, fears, anxieties, complaints, anger, anything that springs to mind. Allow as much time as needed to do this. And keep adding during the week as other things crop up. Okay, so what are you really, you know, what is that emotional stuff that's going on inside of you? A lot of us can't recognize it. So this exercise would help you with it by writing it down. Okay, so what are those? What are those things that you're really ticked off about? You know, what are those moans and complaints and, you know, that, oh man, I wish that this was different? Or what are those fears and anxieties? You know, what's that anger? Where's that anger coming from? Write it down. It will help you recognize it, okay? And it's important to be honest, okay? Even if it makes you feel very uncomfortable. When I started writing down stuff, I'm making lists. A lot of times there are things that pop up that we don't want to even admit about ourselves. Okay? But if you're going to get rid of the emotional clutter, if you're going to get rid of this stuff, and you're going to get rid of these emotions, you got to be honest that these emotions are inside of you. You can't say, oh, well, I'm a really nice person, and maybe you are a really nice person, and you are a nice person, but your emotions might be all a little crazy right now, okay? That doesn't mean that you're not a nice person. We got to get that out of the way, too. Our emotions are just a part of us. It's not all of us, all right? Number two, how would you like to feel? Okay, maybe you're feeling a little yucky today. Maybe you're, you know, maybe you're like, well, Michael, you seem all positive and you seem all excited, but I'm just not there. Okay, well, why not? How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel, you know, yucky and, you know, always complaining and moaning and groaning? And, you know, maybe you do. And if you do, that's okay, I guess. That's where you want to be. I just don't want to be there with you. All right. And now come, you know, this is where it says, now comes the juicy part. The part that starts to unstick the sludge and negativity. Take each one of your moans, okay, that you wrote about. Remember, we wrote them down, okay? So take each one of them in turn and write exactly how you would like to be, how you would like it to be and why. Get into the feeling place. Even if the things are in the past or you feel you can't do anything about them, it doesn't matter. Identify how you would like have liked things to have been, how you would like things to be now. Keep all your language positive about what you want, not what you don't want. A lot of times we are talking negativity and we're drawing. I've say this almost every single day of this program because it's true. We are focused on all the things that we don't want in our lives, and we're talking those things out, and we're bringing them to us, and then we're saying, well, why do I feel this way? Because you created it. That's why. Because you're focused on it. You're focused on the negativity. So, of course, you're going to have negativity. But there's a lot more positive going on than you're not seeing. Shut your brain off and focus on the positive. All right? It's important, again, to be very honest. What do you really want in your life? What do you want to feel? It does not matter if it seems to be the realm of fantasy. Okay, spirit works in fantasy. Spirit works in big dreams. Let's give them big dreams to work with. Okay? So this is your what do I want list. And dream big. Okay? Don't dream little. Dream big. We've been dreaming little too long. It's time to dream big. All right. You've taken your first steps. Congratulations. Yay. You've taken your first steps on your new journey. I'm really proud of you guys. All right. Step three. Let's move on here. Okay. So what could you do now? Okay. Right now. Go back to your what do I want list. Take each item in turn and ask yourself this question. In order to fully release my negative feelings and embrace the positive intention that's here, what could I do next? It's important to understand that it doesn't mean that you have to do something. It just means that you could do it. It's about opening the possibilities up, about opening the door and shining the light in. There is no pressure on you, okay? This is just open you up to possibilities. We have to do that. We have to open ourselves up to spirit. Open yourself up to possibilities. Open yourself up to your dreams coming to fulfillment. Open yourself up to miracles. Open yourself up to healing. Open yourself up to forgiving. Open yourself up. You're just opening yourself up to possibilities. Okay, some of the things that come up will be practical. Others emotional. Here are some examples from the list that they created, okay? Forgive her. Forgive myself. Okay? Write a letter. Ask for some advice. Okay? So those are some things that might pop up. Okay? A lot of times when we're dealing with emotions, a lot of the reasons why we are emotional, okay, I can only speak for myself, but a lot of my emotions are there because I've had a hard time forgiving some things. Yeah, I'm going to admit it. I have and still are working on forgiving some people that really hurt me. Okay, I know that I have to, and I know that I need to, and I know that I'm really close, and that's good. I'm really glad that I'm close to that. But it's facing that emotion, it's facing that hurt, and working through it. But until we face it, until we deal with it, the very person that maybe we've had somebody in our life that used to control us, but they, unfortunately, my friend, if we haven't forgiven them and we haven't released that, unfortunately, they are still very much in control of us. Healing and forgiving is not for them. It's for us. It's for you. So you can have all that you've ever wanted. So you can have that perfect life that Spirit's just wanting to hand you. Okay? Step four, time for action. Finding ways that we could declutter our emotions is liberating and makes us feel more positive. Okay, that is awesome and that is true. When I start looking at decluttering my emotions, getting rid of those things that just are taking up space in me, holding stuff back from me, well, why not get rid of them? What good, honestly, right now, listen to me, what good is your anger maybe towards your father or towards your mother or towards your sister or towards your brother or towards your lover or towards whoever? What good is that doing you? Honestly. Seriously. What is it? Why? Taking positive actions is even more powerful. Which item on your list could you do first? Which item on your list could be easiest to do? Okay, maybe on your list of things that you need to declutter, maybe there's some forgiveness that needs to take place. Maybe you know that. All of you listening to me right now, I can almost tell you that there is somebody, maybe yourself, maybe somebody else, that you need to forgive. A lot of it is us. Do you know that it's easier for us to forgive somebody else than it is to forgive ourselves? I know. I stepped on my toe too. But, you know, take baby steps. You know, decluttering emotions is a step-by-step process. Let it come up, look at it, experience it, get rid of it. Let it come up. A lot of us have been in abusive situations in our lives, and abuse is not nice, and it's not fun, and it's not an emotion that we want to deal with, but it's keeping us in a closet, and it's keeping us away from things that Spirit wants us to have. Anger is not beneficial for us on a spiritual level. Jealousy, all those emotions, judgmental stuff, none of that is good for us. As light beings, as spiritual beings, it's not good for us. It's like, it would be like you eating sugar all day long. At the end of the day, if you eat sugar all day long, you're going to be sick, right? If you go around pointing fingers at other people all day long and maybe judging yourself for things that you can no longer control or no longer can fix, by the end of the day, you're going to be worn out and you're going to be sick. Let's stop eating junk. Number 5. Releasing unconscious emotions. This step encourages us to look at the next level of our emotions, the unconscious level. A lot of times we're aware of some of our emotions, we're aware of some of those things in our life, but there's a lot of stuff going on in our lives that maybe you're reacting to at times that you have no idea why you're reacting to situations like that, because it's in your unconscious. So on an unconscious level, it's in your subconscious mind. I talked to a person yesterday. They're a very angry little kid, actually. But he's aware that he's angry. He's aware of where that's coming from. But on some level, he's not aware of it. On some level, It's in his subconscious mind. And how do we deal with that? How do we deal with those emotions that maybe we're not knowing where they're coming from? Well, then we ask our angels to help us. Remember yesterday, or not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, which would have been Thursday, we talked about asking our angels. Why haven't we asked our angels to help us with the situations in our lives? Okay. So why are we dealing with emotions all the time and we're not asking our angels for help? Okay? So what we need to do is we need to ask for help with our subconscious stuff. A lot of people will probably disagree with me on the statement that I'm about to make, but I believe that Spirit can do all things and anything and everything. I don't believe that Spirit's limited. The only way that Spirit's limited is by us. Okay? So I believe that Spirit can heal our subconscious mind. You know, a lot of people will say, well, we have no control over that. We have no, you know, we don't have no control over that. Maybe we don't have any control over that. Maybe that's a true statement. But I know somebody that does have control over that. And it's the Spirit within me. Because there is nothing that the Spirit within me can't do. And there's nothing that I can't do with the Spirit within me. I want to say that again, if I can. Okay. There's nothing that the Spirit within me can't do, and there's nothing that I can't do with the Spirit within me. I need to make a bumper sticker. That's good stuff. I do say so myself. All right, let's talk to some callers that came in. Let's go with 909. Hi. Whoop. Hold on. Hi.
Hi, let me get off the phone. Hi, Michael, this is Carol. How are you?
Yeah.
Good. What I'm calling about, what you're talking about is wonderful. My son and I are working through many things in this lifetime, and sometimes I can't figure it out. And just for instance, I sent him an Easter basket, and, you know, they left the notice. It was no big deal, but it was just a little box of candies and stuff for him and his girlfriend.
Right.
And the notice was left at his door on, oh, gosh, over a week ago, and he still hasn't picked it up. Now, I'm not upset about it, but I'm just, I don't understand. And it, and we don't, we're not in touch that much. I know he loves me and everything, but.
Right.
And I just, I don't understand. And maybe it's just something, because sometimes we just can't figure it out. And if we try to figure it out, we just get ourselves in bigger, in hotter water, as the saying goes.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, because with that, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I swear.
No, please do. Okay. Please do.
Okay.
I could ramble forever.
Okay. But you know, first of all, we have to honor where he is right now.
Yes.
And you know, where he is emotionally. You know, and that's hard for us sometimes because, you know, and that's with any relationship. So the first thing that I would tell you is, you know, yeah, maybe he didn't acknowledge this. You know, maybe he doesn't even care about this. Okay. But that's just his stuff. You know, that's not your stuff. Okay.
Right.
And I think a lot of times we let people upset us by their emotions. Okay. And by where they are. And so we got to honor where he is right now. I don't know, understand why he's doing this, but I do feel like that is an emotional thing. I feel like that he just, you know, for whatever reason, has something against you at this moment in time. And this could be something that he misread. You know, that's just where I think he is right now. So the one thing that I would do is pray for him, you know, where he is. And just, you know, because I do feel like that Spirit will heal this in time. But it's just something, you know, that he misinterpreted, and he just, and that's another thing that we do. We misinterpret stuff, then we have all these emotions and that go along with this, and what our brain has told us is not even true. But the emotions and all that stuff that goes along with that then puts us in that box, and right now your son is in a box. And, and that doesn't mean he will stay in a box. Because I do feel like that he will talk about this, but right now he doesn't know how to talk about it, and his mind has just totally took something and ran with it, and what he even thinks happened really didn't happen. But I don't know how to convince him of that. The only thing that can happen is Spirit steps in here and helps him with this.
Okay.
But I do feel like that this relationship... yeah, he loves you and cares about you. I feel like that there's a distance, emotional distance right now in this relationship. But I do feel like that Spirit will heal this.
Okay. Does it evolve around the business, kind of a little business thing that we have going on? Does it evolve around that, or is it more of a past life personal?
This is more of a on a personal level. This is something that he misinterpreted in his childhood.
Okay. It probably carried forward. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Yeah, this is just something that he misinterpreted as a kid, and his mind has created this big, huge thing out of it, and, you know, that happens. I had that happen in my own life, so I know that it does happen, but that's what happens. Okay. 253, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. How can I help you today?
Hi. I have a question on finances. I mean, does it look like it's going to be better this year? Or, I mean, I'm thinking about changing careers, but I'm not really sure what.
Okay. All right. I didn't get your name. Could I have your name?
My name's Rebecca.
Rebecca. It was nice talking to you, Rebecca. Thank you for calling in today. Your financial situation, I do got good news for you. Your financial situation is improving. You do need to change jobs. I do definitely see that. Need to get some applications out there. Something would open up for you. I would say you're in a new job by May, and your financial situation is improving in May and goes on the rest of the year. The one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you is really watch your spending during the rest of this year. But there is money coming in. Just really, you need to be careful and aware of what's going out. A lot of times we're not aware of, we stop, we get a Coke, and then we get, something else. And then by the end of the day, we're going, okay, where'd all that money go? So we got to be really aware of our finances right now. I'm talking
right.
to myself as I'm talking to you.
I lost my husband, so it's just like
right.
a lot of stress right now. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, am I going to be able to keep the house? And stuff like that. That's what I'm,
Yeah, I don't see you moving. So
okay.
I would say that the house is still going to be there. Because I have about a 2-year window with you. Okay, in that 2-year window, I don't see a move.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what happens after that 2 years, I don't know. I don't see a move for you. I would be totally surprised if you called me and said that you lost the house, because I don't see that at all.
It's just going to be tight for a little while.
It's going to be tight for a while. And if you choose, you're not going to lose the house, but I do feel like that maybe you will make a decision that maybe that house is too big for you. Maybe it's too much of a responsibility. And it will be your choice to lose, but, to move on, not to lose anything, because there's a difference of losing stuff and moving on from stuff.
Right.
And so now if you choose to move on, then that's different. But
okay.
I don't see you losing anything, okay? You've already lost enough in your life. I don't see you losing anything else.
Okay.
Does
yeah,
that make
thank
sense?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Well, okay,
yeah,
one other question, if I could have one more thing. What kind of job do you see me going into? What kind of career? See, I'm in the education right now.
Okay, and are you tired of that? Because I feel
what it is I don't make enough money financially.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you would like to stay there if you could make the money. That you want to make, because I feel like that you really like it. You like that field. It's just not
right.
profitable
it
for
doesn't
you.
Pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not profitable at the moment, not financially anyhow. I don't know what you're moving into, but I do feel like a new career is in your path. But I don't see what that is. I'm really sorry. I don't see what that is.
Okay, just be
okay.
open about it.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah. No problem. I appreciate talking to you. All right, let's talk to my last call. This will be my last call today. 860, hi.
Oh, hi. It's Susan calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Susan. How can I help?
Hi. I don't know if I told you, because I know I called about this before, but I did end up getting the job. Sorry if I'm repeating myself.
Oh, that's okay.
I already told you.
No, you haven't told me. Congratulations. So good.
Thank you. It's a really good opportunity. But my question is, so I think someone's been trying to break into my place. My
okay.
screws on my bolt lock, like I check them almost every day. They're tight, tight, tight. And then all of a sudden, I got to tighten them. And I think someone's trying to get in.
Okay. Yeah, let me check on this really quick.
Okay.
This is a serious matter, so I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Yes.
While I check on this. Okay. I'm going to go with my first impulse on this. Do you have lighting around your house?
Yeah.
Okay. There's definitely somebody on your property that you haven't invited. I feel like that there are people in your neighborhood. I feel like that these are kids or very young adults, would be 18 to...
When are they doing it? Is it at night when I'm sleeping or
yeah,
is it when I'm at work during the week?
This is early morning. I would say around, looks like 1 a.m., between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m.
So I'm here when they're doing it.
Yeah. unfortunately. Yeah, I don't feel like
to take
it. I'm going to
have to start putting on my home alarm. I've got a button I can push so that if my door is open, the alarm goes off.
Yeah, you definitely need to have security. The other thing that you need to do is I would ask Archangel Michael, which is a very protective angel, to really work with the energies right now. I do feel like that once you call him into this, I feel like that this would stop. Okay, what I would do every night when you go to bed, and I'm going to give you some advice here. Every night when you go to bed, is I would put angels on every corner of your property. You know, say, okay, I see an angel on the north corner. I see an angel on the south, angel on the east, on the west. I would surround that house with angels. Surround your property. As you do that, then you're going to see some changes. I feel like that this will go away because they're going to see something. Okay, and this happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. It happens quite frequently.
Yeah, so let's put angels around your house. Okay.
Okay.
And do that every night. You are secure. I don't see them ever coming into the house, but they are on the property. They don't belong on the property, so let's get them off
the
property.
Okay, so it's like when? 1, 2 in the morning?
This would be 1 between 1 and 3 a.m. in the morning.
When my cat comes in and knocks stuff off of my dresser, is he trying to tell me something? Is she trying to tell me something, I mean?
Yeah, he's trying to communicate with you. The angels are using him to communicate with you. So pay attention. But I wouldn't go down there and cause some problems. You know, I would let law enforcement handle things. But
I can peek out and they won't know I'm peeking out.
Yeah.
And then I'll call the police if I see them out there.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, secure your house, but put Angel on your property, and this should take care of itself here within a couple of months, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, and that goes with anybody. If you're having security issues, if you're feeling a little unsafe, you know, and even if you're not feeling unsafe, it's not going to hurt to put angels around your house. Might actually help. I do this a lot, where I live. I'll even walk around my property and I'll pray around my house. Before I go on a trip, I will go and put my hands on the engine of my car, and I'll send a healing energy into my engine and into my car. I will surround my car with angels. Actually, I have a crystal. I would recommend this to you. I would get a clear crystal and hang it from your rearview mirror. It's not going to hurt anything, guys. Only this stuff can help. It can't hurt. Put energy into your home, into your property. Like with this lady, she's feeling a little nervous right now, understandably. Don't let fear. Let's go back to emotions. All right. Don't let fear take hold. Do you know that fear, the emotion fear, is one of the strongest emotions there are, besides anger. Anger is a very strong emotion as well. But fear, and a lot of times our anger comes because we are afraid of something. We're afraid of losing something or someone. So watch how your emotions pancake. Okay? They might write it down. Okay, so when you're in a situation, what is that? First emotion, your very first emotion that pops up here, okay? Let's use this as an example. Let's say, this has already happened to me, but let's go ahead and use this as an example. Let's say, because a lot of people will go to work, and right now, unfortunately, there's a lot of layoffs, okay? One day, I knew that layoffs were coming, so I had a fear. Okay, let's go back to that. Okay, I knew that a lot of people were getting laid off. There was a lot of talk of layoffs. So the first emotion that I had about the situation was fear. What am I going to do if I get laid off? What's going to happen? Because I got a place to live. You know, I'm not going to be able to afford my bills. You know, I'm afraid I'm going to lose this. Hear the word afraid? Fear. Okay, let's use another example really quick here. All right, all of a sudden I have a cold. I'm coughing. I have a fear that I'm getting sick. I have a fear that this could be something serious. Okay, are you listening? Then all of a sudden I have that emotion. That first emotion is fear. Okay? Somebody does something to us. We have anger. Then anger says, okay, you know, let's say, okay, somebody hit me. They didn't, but let's just say they did. And, you know, I don't know why they hit me. They just hit me. You know, I was minding my own business, and all of a sudden they came and slugged me. Okay, and that actually happened when I was little. Actually, I was just in my yard one day, and this kid just walked by. I was playing ball with another friend of mine. This kid came up to me and just slugged me in my mouth. I don't know why. He just slugged me. I don't know why he slugged me. Okay, so what could I have done in that situation? What happened in that situation? Okay, the first thing happened is I was like, okay, what? Why did he hit me? You know, he hit me and just walked off. I was like, okay, my lip was bleeding. And so, you know, my first response there could have been anger. And then it wasn't, but let's just say it was. Okay, we're going to use that as an example. Okay, he hits me, and I get mad. I didn't, but let's just say we did. Okay, and I got mad, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to get even. Okay, so the next emotion is anger, then I'm going to get even. Humans are built with fight, fight, fight in us. Okay, somebody does something wrong to us, and we think that it's our responsibility to protect ourselves, to get even, to make it right. Well, it's not. Hand it over to the angels, hand it over to Spirit. Spirit can deal with it a whole lot easier and a whole lot better than you can, all right? All right, we're done for the day, actually. I'm going to wrap up. Website addresses for me is www.spiritualtalkradio.net is the website for this show. For me personally, it's www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can reach me there. All right. We will be back here on Monday. All right, with a guest, actually. Adam Fulmore will be with us on Monday. And so please tune in to that program. All right. Adam will be here on Monday with us. All right. Go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net to find out when. And all that stuff will be over there. All right. Personal website, again, for me, is spirituallyawakening.com. You can set up full readings over there and learn more about me and all that stuff over there. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Be you, and I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Be blessed always. Surround yourself with the angels and expect your miracle because it is on the way. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye, guys. Good.
Guru.